Hello, hello. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinate, the Boston Medium. Woo-wee! We got this right here. We got it going on. We got it live. We got it strong right here. Woo! It is 6 p.m. And you know, I got to bring it to you, the paranormal supernatural fix for the week. Ooh-wee! So many things going on in the supernatural realm. So many things happening in the dream world that we must discuss. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da! So, interestingly enough, so no dead entertainers, but we got some live ones in my dreams. So, I had a dream. I was singing the song Heart of Glass by Blondie. So, I was like, okay, it's time to play some Blondie on Tuesday nights. And so, I'm just usually at the end of the show, you know, the message comes in why that energy and that frequency of sound was needed for tonight to be incorporated in whatever healing our listeners are looking for, whatever I'm looking for, whatever anyone who's connected with the Paranormal Playground Sounds is looking for. So I'm really excited to see what unfolds, you know, throughout the show as I'm playing the music, because such a strong connection with vinyl, I usually am able to pick up on certain things and, you know, I start taking notes and I'm just like, oh, okay, this is making sense why they wanted more of this music. I mean, there is no secret to, you know, of course, why Spirit would want to play Blondie. It's great. I mean, even if you're not a fan, it's hard to dispute the fact that they are not an excellent band. It's just, it's so good. And for their time and when they came out and, you know, Deborah Harry, just with the expansiveness of her going, you know, doing hip hop to kind of like disco-y, you know, punk. It's just like, damn, that girl was killing it. She was killing it. She's still killing it. So, whew. Amazing. So let's continue on with this. We have our guided meditation, our guidey. I call it a guidey. It's the Boston Medium way to say guidey. Guided meditation. So we have our guided meditation. Let's get into it, and we'll talk more afterwards about, you know, what's going on in the spirit world, theme of this week, anything that's being channeled to come out to the surface, come out. Yeah, everything that is connected and dedicated to the beauty of the now. Whew. I mean, what an exceptional day. You know what? It's been beautiful outside, and I haven't been able to get outside. And, you know, I'm hoping tonight that I'm able to go take a walk, a nice, beautiful, blissful solitude walk. And I encourage you all to do the same if you're feeling it. It was just absolutely beautiful outside. And yeah, it's time to take more advantage of the beautiful weather that we have. 50 degrees, I mean, global warming, whatever, you know, whatever. It's like California over here, California, Cali weather. So yeah, let's just take it all in. So if you're just new to the guided meditation, the Paranormal Playground Sounds, here with your favorite psychic medium, this is your time. This is your time to relax. This is your time to feel good. This is your time to meditate. This is your time to wind down. So wherever you are, if you're driving, if you're in traffic, not in traffic, chilling, killing, no, I'm just kidding, walking around, you know, wherever you are, and maybe you're still at work, but maybe you have the luxury to be able to listen to a podcast or radio right now. Yeah, just take some nice deep inhale. Just gonna calm all your cyst, like the whole body temple. We're just gonna calm all the body temple. Feel good, feel relaxed, and feel magnificent. Inhale. Let the light of God surround you right now. As you feel loved and you feel connected to your higher self. You can feel yourself letting go of all the worries of the day and all the stresses. Everything that you've been through this week, any worries, any kind of lower vibrations you're feeling, anything you've been connecting with that is in a lower frequency that has, you may feel has taken you off course, that doesn't belong to you. We're just going to take the moment right now to just clear and cleanse that. Wash it off. Inhale and just wash it away. We ask our infinite angels and our archangels to just wash it away. Where your suit of armor is and protection is, you are right here and you are protected right now. Anything that you believe has made you feel disempowered, may have put you in a place where you felt something could have taken your power away, I want you to come back and remember that nothing could ever take your power away. There is no greater force in the world that could ever take away what is eternal in you. You are infinite eternal spirit, and as you are infinite eternal spirit, you are ever glowing like the light that shines. We get away from the 3D realm. We get away from the heaviness of the material world. We step into remembering who we really are when we are away from the ego, away from the ego's needs. We step into just pure spirit, because guess what? Spirit has no needs. Spirit just is. If you notice, ego has needs. Ego is always striving. Ego is always chasing something. Ego always needs to be seen. And as you step into beautiful, magnificent spirit, you understand and realize you just are. You emanate. You are in the I am. You are in the Christ consciousness, and you live so beautiful and bright right there from the Christ consciousness. Feel into this. Feel into the beauty that just loves you so unconditionally. Embody this and emanate this and be this wherever you go. Right now, here in this moment, picture yourself wherever you are. That beautiful golden light is shooting from your top of the sky all the way down to your crown chakras. All the way down, glowing all the way down and hitting every single last chakra, all the 7 chakras, going all the way down. You can feel that light just filling you up. You can feel your vibration raising right now in this moment. We ask infinite angels and we ask spirit, remove the heaviness that we so believe that is on us. Remove all this heaviness that does not belong to us, does not serve us. You are loved. You are light. You are wisdom. You are joy. You are powerful right now, the infinite spirit says. You are stronger than anything you believe that can defeat you. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. You are loved. beautiful, beautiful white light. Gold energy just washes right through your crown chakra and washes all the way down, going down to your 6th, 5th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st, all the way down to the roots, to the feet, going all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and die tight. This is our moment to be restored by angels fully and completely. Purifying your energy field to beauty, bliss, joy, and love. Beauty, bliss, joy, and love. Restored in perfect unity and perfect harmony. We come together right now in this moment. Oh, Infinite Spirit loves us. And you can see as you sit down all these angels that come around you. You can see their beautiful magical being just swarming all around you in the most delicate, beautiful way. As they give you their powerful energy to take in as you come back to the earth plane. Their beautiful angelic force enhances your energy and vibration so you can be giving, a giving and non-ending giving dispenser of love and light. So you can feel joy and you can feel love the way you were meant to feel and be and see through the eyes of love. So you can bless everyone in your energy field. That's what it's for, to bless every single person in your energy field. Take a nice deep breath in. Honor that energy that you just have. Honor that healing that was just given to you. Honor that beautiful energy. Was the gift of spirit enhancing your life, feeling good. Amen. Amen. When you are ready, please, loved one, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Raise your vibration so high. Love your life. and say I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you is the most powerful. Being in love with all of life and all of things that are enhanced with the most magical beauty of the now. And that was a healing. That was a meditation for healing. If any of you needed it to be restored and to come back to who you truly are, this is the time to remember, because so often we go through our day, our life, playing all these kinds of roles and being all these kinds of different types of people for different people. And sometimes we get so lost in our roles and our characters, and you know, that we can lose sight of remembering our true eternal nature. And sometimes when that happens, we start to feel that disconnect of feeling disempowered, and sadness and depression, anxiety starts to take over. So what meditation does is it connects you back to remembering that you are not these feelings, that you are not these experiences, that these things are temporary, and at any time you have the power to change any emotion, any feeling, any thought to create the world that you want. Your feelings are your God. Okay, thank you so much for tuning in. Oh my God, what a magnificent, ooh, healing. I'm feeling that. I was doing the healing on listeners, but I definitely was feeling it too, because that was spirit coming in, just working through everyone and here healing and using the violet flame. I can definitely feel the difference. Ooh, life is so good. So thank you so much for everything. Thank you for tuning in. I love you to the moon and back. So we're going to get on with the show. We have a great show. We have a playlist from Blondie. Of course, of course, of course. That means we're just going to get real hyped. We're going to get real, you know, Blondie's really good. Good upbeat music. And so, you know, I'm going to play the song basically that was in my dream, Heart of Glass. And so I hope you enjoy just as much as I enjoy this stuff. Oh God, it's so good. Love's gone behind.
this class. Watch out! What was that?
What happened?
We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth. Until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz. On, on, and away!
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps, and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. Beautiful, beautiful Tuesday night. So beautiful. And with this awesome music playing with some Blondie. Yeah, I know. The more I listen and the more I'm hearing and I'm just observing everything and understanding, okay, what's Spirit up to? You know, why does he want me playing Blondie? I'm starting to get it. It's starting to creep up. Starting to understand. You know, vinyl is such a huge, huge spiritual portal. I think one of the major unknown spiritual portals and why it's still even around and why we still love it and it's still accessible and there's such a high demand for it and, you know, and why it hasn't gone away because it definitely holds a space of spirituality. It holds a space of understanding Akashic Records through sound frequencies. And when we can hold and actually catch Akashic Records through sound frequency, it's like literally reopening that Akashic Record. It is literally the only form of basically getting an Akashic Record and opening up and actually really seeing it in real time and showing it to everybody in real time. So that's definitely something Spirit wanted to share. The Akash inside vinyl, you know, there's so many ways I've done vinyl. I've done vinyl readings. And so it's all been very beautiful and it's all been very magical for me. And everything that Spirit wanted to communicate through sound, it always happens, it always flows, and it always goes the way that it's supposed to be. And I understand that it is definitely geared towards our audience. I mean, a lot of the music, you know, I'm always a fan of the music that is requested, but a lot of the times Spirit is talking to me, but Spirit's talking to other people. You know, Spirit is definitely talking to you. Spirit's talking to whoever can resonate, you know, someone out there, you know. If I'm sure someone out there listening, like, is reminiscing, going back into Blondie world, back when they came out, or somebody who may have not even been in that time but loves Blondie, they can actually adapt this and understand the frequency, and they're matching the frequency to what I'm saying, so it engages them, but it engages them to a place that they had been asking for in their higher self, in their higher calling. It just goes on and on into something that is so miraculous. So, and for the ability to just be here and connecting and being able to do this it's unbelievable. It really is. So, last week, the show was just crazy. It was so good. It was like, oh my God, it was like miracle after miracle. I think I opened up a very strong portal with Johnny Cash because he hasn't stopped flowing. He hasn't stopped flowing in my dreams and giving guidance, and he keeps showing up everywhere. So, thank you, Johnny Cash. There's actually the picture of him in the studio that I didn't realize. And above it, it's like the guide to the Johnny Cash Museum. But in bold letters, it says guide. Guide, spirit guide. And that's really what it's about. And I let me share that somebody was listening to my show last week, and they had told me they were able to create a miracle just by listening to my show. They said they heard me say, all you have to do is believe, and they started believing, and they literally created a miracle out of thin air. So this stuff, you know, it's powerful when you are confident in your learning and your teachings, learning and teachings, and where you're getting the information, because it's not just you coming here and listening to me and blindly following or believing what I'm saying. You have got to be able to resonate and feel it for yourself. And if you're not feeling it and it's not resonating, find something that does. You know, that's the beauty of life. We have choices. Choices! Choices, Jerry Lee! Like in that movie Great Balls of Fire, remember? Oh my God, I will quote that movie from over and over and over. I will always quote that movie. But anyways, oh my God, this is from The Little Rascals theme song, by the way. Please go watch that show. It's like really, it's really bad because it's like really racist. But I mean, back then everything was. but never mind that. Those kids were so bad, and it was so funny to watch. It was just so unbelievably amusing. And so if you could just cut the other stuff out and cut the fact that Alfalfa grew up actually becoming a homicidal killer, you'll be fine. it's true. No. Oh, no. I mean, you got to make light of the situation. I don't know if he actually killed someone. He definitely was a troublemaker, so he ended up, unfortunately, getting shot. That's how he passed. But, you know, I'm not trying to darken the mood, but I'm not laughing at it either. It's just wild that you would think out of all the kids, Alfalfa, and actually, like, you know, they said Alfalfa was actually really, really just really scary, rotten kid on the set. And they really had a lot of trouble dealing with him. And actually, interestingly enough, if you wanted to know some Rascals info, Stymie got his look, actually, from, you know, Laurel and Hardy. Said, and I remember they said they were on the set, used to follow them around. That's where he got the idea. But I think that's some interesting Little Rascals info that I wanted to share. You may not have cared, but I don't care. I care, and I'm going to tell you, because this is some awesome things you need to discover if you haven't discovered it. And that's what I give it to you. Vintage, I give it to you. Old school, I give it to you. Classic. I'm the classic Americana messenger, and that's what I love doing. And this is why I play all the type of music I play, because it's just a time warp. You get to come here and it's a freaking time machine. So, you know, have fun with that, right? Have fun with the time machine. Ow. So anyways, let's get into it, because at 7:05 we have our shamanic drumming. Oh, and we get to go into a portal. We get to go journey. We get to go do it. Yeah. You see? Get to do it. So we're going to go through the portal, and I can't wait to see what we see. You know, it's going to be fantastic. It's just going to be a blast. It's going to rock your socks off. It's going to knock your block off. It's going to do all sorts of things to you. All sorts of things. So let's get back to this Blondie playlist. Come on. So 7:05, make sure you're here for the shamanic drumming. All right. I'm going to say it again. I love you.
Francois said, my, Flash is fast, Flash is cool, Francois said, bah, Flash ain't no dupe, and you don't stop, sure shot, go out to the parking lot, and you get in your car, and drive real far, and you drive all night, and then you see a light, and it comes right down, and lands on the ground, and out comes a man from Mars, and you try to run, but he's got a gun, and he shoots you dead, and he eats your head, and then you're in the man from Mars, you go out at night, eating cars, you eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercury's and Subaru, and you don't stop, you keep on eating cars, then when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars, where the people meet, face to face, dance cheek to cheek, one to one, man to man, dance toe to toe, don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars, he's eating bars, yeah, wall to wall, door to door, hall to hall, he's gonna eat them all, rapture, be pure, take a tour, through the soul, don't strain your brain, pain to train, you'll be singing in the rain, say don't stop, do punk rock.
Good evening. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Touch Free Form Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, right here. Woo! We're getting it in. We're getting it live. Everything is flowing right now. Everything is good. Everything is copacetic. Go ahead, get copacetic. God knows that you won't regret it like this. Do-do-do-do-do-do. How's everybody feeling? Come on, tell me telepathically how you're all feeling, and I'll feel it. I'm seeing thumbs up. Spirit is giving me the thumbs up. See? I'm seeing it telepathically. Sometimes you just gotta take a nice deep breath in and just be like, oh my God, we're here. We're clear, we're grounding, everything's okay. We're here from 6 to 8 p.m. and in this time portal, we get to be whoever we want. We get to expand our consciousness. We get to grow. We get to ask spirit to heal us. We get to receive the healing. We get to have all this beautiful information out there for free. Free form. You got to have it. Free form. Wow, I just felt like making music with my mouth on the spot. Sometimes that's just how it goes. Anyways, shaking it out. That's what it's all about. I can't wait till the messages come in later because I'm really excited. Oh, I'm really, really excited. I'm really super, super connected right now, feeling with spirit and everything that's flowing and trusting. And I think that's a big thing that we need to do all the time when you're connecting and when we're asking and manifesting for things, whatever it is that you believe in, whatever your faith, religion, whatever it is that you believe in, Christ, Buddha, you know, it doesn't matter. When we're manifesting or asking for something or asking the universe, what do we all have to do? We all have to have faith that it's coming. We all have to have faith somewhere down the line that it's here. We all have to have faith that it's just going to appear. And when we have that faith that it's going to appear, we have a process that we go through. And this beautiful process is the law just working. It's just working so effortlessly. You ever just manifest something and you're just like, how did I do that so quickly? And do you ever manifest something and you're just thinking of it and you never even wrote it down?